forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Kamasi Washington is one of the biggest names in contemporary jazz, and his latest album embraces dance. Not the dance music you might have expected, but there's a reason he called his new album Fearless Movement.
I had this image of like highly expressive music, you know, being connected to, you know, highly expressive forms of dance.
Washington joins me to talk about the album that features appearances from George Clinton, BJ the Chicago Kid, Thundercat, and even Andre 3000 brought his flute. Plus, Washington talks about how fatherhood changed his priorities.
And so when she was born, I decided that that wasn't going to be the case anymore, that my music was going to have to take a backseat.
Kamasi, one of the headliners at this year's Jazz Fest in New Orleans, so we are running back last year's conversation. It's Kamasi Washington in an encore edition of World Cafe. Kamasi will also tell a story about how his three-year-old daughter ended up playing on a song, which is pretty cool. That session in just a few minutes after Dave Matthews Band, It's Tripping Billies.
Drinking, oh, our minds will wander to wondrous places.
Welcome to an encore edition of World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Fatherhood often changes a man, but it doesn't always get you a great co-writer in the studio. Fortunate, then, that Kamasi Washington's daughter, Asha, is good around a keyboard, even as a toddler. Her tinkering led to the melody of a new song from Kamasi Washington. Washington has been one of the biggest and brightest stars in jazz for years. As a matter of fact, he's headlining this year's Jazz Fest in New Orleans. He calls his third album, Fearless Movement, a dance album, but he views dance as a movement and expression. It features appearances from George Clinton, BJ the Chicago Kid, Thundercat, and Andre 3000. I caught up with Washington shortly after the album's release to talk about the other ways fatherhood has changed him, the need for connection, and working with Andre 3000, the flautist. Our conversation is connected by some incredible live performances recorded at Union Transfer in Philadelphia. So buckle your seatbelts and hang on tight. Or let go. Your call. Lines in the Sand. Here's Kamasi Washington on World Cafe. Recorded live for World Cafe at Union Transfer in Philadelphia, it is Kamasi Washington. His new album, which is available now, called Fearless Movement, features appearances from Thundercat, George Clinton, Andre 3000, BJ the Chicago Kid, and many more. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Kamasi, so nice to meet. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
When I heard Kamasi Washington makes a dance album, for a moment, I thought we were getting you in the club. I'm like, four on the floor, 120 BPM? No, that is not what this record is about. Dance here means movement. Can you talk a little bit about why movement inspired you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just another form of expression. And to me, like, you know, combining, you know, different forms of expression, it's just always fun, you know, because it's like having a conversation. And it's almost like having a conversation in two different languages that complement each other. You know, it's like, it's interesting, you know, because, you know, we're speaking one language and then a dancer is speaking another, but somehow we're still communicating, you know, and so it's super fun.
Yeah. Was any of that desire or need for movement born out of the pandemic? I know you started work on this record in 2022. We were still sort of in it. How much of that backdrop like played a part in what you were interested doing?
Yeah, I mean, that need for connection, that need to have people around, and that need for real face-to-face human interaction definitely probably played into it. But that's something I've been interested in my whole life. I have an aunt named Lulu Washington, so I grew up at her stand studio, and you know, she used to choreograph works to people like McCoy Tyner and Pharoah Sanders and John Coltrane and stuff like that. And so I had this image of like highly expressive music, you know, being connected to, you know, highly expressive forms of dance, you know, and you know, but I'm also interested in just regular people dancing too. But yeah, that's something that I've always kind of just, you know, kind of had that image in my mind.
We're talking with Kamasi Washington here on World Cafe. So the other half of the title is Fearless. A lot of people talking about the movement, but I want to talk about Fearless for a second. People who've listened to your work, myself included, would have no issue saying your approach is often fearless. Have you always felt fearless in the music that you were making, or is that something that has developed with time and age?
I mean, I feel like, you know, growing up in Los Angeles and the time when I was a kid, that was kind of the culture. You know, the culture was like to play music with like a pure heart, which is like a heart that just accepts, you know, or a mind that accepts what the heart gives it, you know? And so, you know, that idea of like playing music in a very pure way, you know, can be seen as fearless because it's not really, you're not looking for approval, you're just looking for understanding, you know? You're just trying to communicate, you're just trying to connect. You know, and so I did grow up, you know, playing music in that way where it felt like, you know, you had to be saying something that was true to your heart or don't say nothing at all, you know.
Like that authenticity being a big factor in that.
Yeah. Being real, being like true was important, you know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, that like writing for you, generally speaking, is a pretty solitary pursuit. Is that still true?
Well, I have a 3-year-old, so not anymore. I don't do much of anything in solitude, but I definitely still like enjoy a bit of solitude when I can get it. But I've definitely learned how to be more communal in my kind of creative journey. You know, it's just a, you know, different reality of life.
How do you get to that point where you let people in? Because, you know, when people like start complimenting you on your work, it's easy to become protective of it. And then you're like, well, the more kitchens or the more cooks we have in the kitchen, maybe this is less Kamasi's blend and it's someone else's. So like, how do you find that balance where it's still your name on the album, but it is a true collaborative effort?
I mean, that's partially kind of like just having trust in other people, you know what I mean? And the reality is that, you know, I'm always open to the journey, you know? And so, you know, when someone brings a song in, you know, very similar to how, you know, when I bring a song in, you know, we start to shape it. It doesn't come in as like a hardened brick, but more like a fresh piece of clay.
Okay.
You know, and then we start to move it and shape it and move it. And, you know, we try to all find the character of the song and what it means and what it wants and what it wants from us and what it needs from us to kind of reach its full potential.
Yeah. With the song like Dream State, which I saw was the one track that was like mostly improvised in the studio. Is that fair to say?
Oh, it's totally improvised.
So how does a song like that come to life? Is it just y'all's jamming and then it's like, hey, maybe there's something here. And then you explore that and keep building it out?
Well, when Andre came to the studio, we actually had, I had like 3 songs kind of like already kind of, we'd already written to try to play with him. But what happened was, you know, he brought this big bag of instruments And so he was playing all these different instruments that he had, and every time he played one, he played something really cool. And so, you know, about the third instrument, me and Brandon Coleman were like, yo, let's just create something right now, because everything you're playing is so cool. It's like, let's just go with something like that, because, you know, that took us to a different place, you know, and that's what I really wanted to do with him, was to try to do something different than what we normally would do, you know? And he was playing these really cool lines and all these like kind of crazy textures and stuff. And so, you know, we just kind of changed the plan, you know, while he was kind of doing his little sound check.
We're talking with Kamasi Washington here on World Cafe. Let's take a listen to Dream State featuring Andre 3000 from the new album Fearless Movement. It's Kamasi Washington on World Cafe. Kamasi Washington featuring Andre 3000 on flute. Song is called Dream State. It's from the new album Fearless Movement. We have more with Kamasi Washington, including how his three-year-old daughter collaborated on one of the songs. That happens when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Getting back into our conversation with Kamasi Washington, just released his third album, which is called Fearless Movement. The album artwork is awesome because it's Kamasi standing in front of a backdrop, and it looks like his daughter is in motion running around him. It's so very cool.
You know, my sister made the painting behind me, and my niece made the outfit that I was wearing. I was taking the picture to send it to the photographer so he could just kind of see the clothes and stuff I was going to wear. And my daughter just decided she wanted to be in the picture, so she was kind of hiding behind me. And we all just thought it was so cute. So we thought, you know, one of the shots we'll get when we do the photo shoot would be her kind of hiding behind me like that. But when we got to the studio, you know, she didn't want to redo that. She just wanted to run circles around me. And so that shot was just like a, you know, it was kind of her idea, basically. She wanted to run circles, and so the photographer caught this really cool moment of her running in a circle around me. And it was such a cool energy, and it felt like it just spoke to the idea of you know, the joy and the freedom, you know, of being fearless, you know, like she kind of embodied it in her energy. And I felt like, oh man, this is, it's just telling a beautiful story.
Yeah. So. It's a perfect photo. You talk a little bit about how it's hard to find time for yourself when you're a parent. You know, I'm kind of interested in terms of the artist's like thought process. Does having a child for you, did that change how you think about your work, your craft? And if so, what has changed?
Yeah, it definitely did. It was an inspiration for me calling the album Fearless Movement because, you know, when she was born, you know, I kind of made a decision to kind of put her in the front of my life. And that's a difference, you know, I mean, like for, you know, since I was, you know, 12 years old, music has been like in the front of like of my decision making, of like what I want to do, of how I spent my time, of my, you know, of my work and my music has been like the most important thing.
Sure.
And so when she was born, I decided that wasn't going to be the case anymore, that my music was going to have to take a backseat. And that's kind of unnerving as a musician because you feel like, you know, if you don't put music first, that you'll lose something, that you won't have the same connection, you won't have the same energy, you won't have the same creativity or all those things. You kind of feel like you may lose something.
Sure.
But it just felt like what I was supposed to do, you know? And so I just kind of made that decision. And I had this weird thing that, like, when I did do that and I kind of put her first and I made her my priority, oddly enough, you know, even I had less time for music and less time to myself to like write and stuff like that, I found that I was more productive and that I was writing more music and I was hearing music in a more clear way. And it was like my connection to music was even deeper. And I think that's partially just because now my music had a purpose to which it was serving. And, you know, I had kind of discovered this feeling of unconditional love. And those things kind of opened me up. And what I realized is that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have this space, you have a place or a feeling or a ideal that you know you're supposed to get to, but sometimes you're afraid to let go of where you are.
Sure.
You know, and you have to let go of where you are in order to get to where you need to be. And that just felt like so like relevant to the times we're in right now, where it feels like we know where we're supposed to be, we know where we're supposed to go, but we're so often like afraid to just let go and go to be where we are. And you know, I felt like it was like an important idea, you know?
Oh, that's beautiful to hear. That's really, really cool. And as an added bonus, you have a gifted co-writer who appears on a track on the album. So for people who don't know, Asha the First is co-written by your daughter. And I guess it was born out of hanging out in the studio and she started playing. Can you tell me what happened?
No, we're in the studio. I mean, she's very musical. So every morning she gets up and just runs and plays the piano. That's like her thing. She loves to go play piano. And so.
Wow, early.
She normally, yeah, that's all on her own. It's not even really me, you know? And so she's normally kind of just playing around. It's just like almost like a toy for her, you know, but she loves it, you know? And so this was a moment where she realized, it seems obvious to us, but she realized that if she plays the same notes, or she plays the same keys, the same notes come out. This is like the first time her playing like the same thing in succession. So she played this little and she just kept playing it, and she was just like amazed that she could control what the sound of the piano made, you know, and not just kind of have it be kind of at random. And I recorded that, and then I kind of, you know, shaped it into a song. Yeah,
that's awesome. Let's take a listen to a live recording from Union Transfer in Philadelphia with Kamasi Washington. Here is Asha the First on World Cafe.
descent from the person. And yes, I have read Deuteronomy, but due to the rhymes of me, I got knowledge of infinite verses. And so, heaven's in the kids, hell don't exist. Inhale, exhale for the male, female, himself to assist me. Mind and tongue for what to come, death and hell for your lips. Be right for the hell for the fit, or whoever else for the fit. Got all yourself for me.
Recorded live at Union Transfer in Philadelphia, Kamasi Washington, Asha the First. It is from his new album, Fearless Movement, which is available now. Kamasi, always a pleasure to speak. Congratulations on the new record. Thanks for being on the show today.
I will always love Philly. Thank y'all for, you know, always showing me love. You know, so much music from your town, you know, it feels great to be able to, you know, come and interface into that community, into those people, because, you know, it's beautiful there. So, yeah.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Thanks again to Kamasi Washington. His latest album is called Fearless Movement, and he's one of the headliners at this year's Jazz Fest in New Orleans. Let's get back into music here on World Cafe. Oh, wait. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Now, back into music. Gotta give credit. Here's Arctic Monkeys. Do I Wanna Know?
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? This tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd come.
got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the coast. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Mm-hmm.